Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to reach the world again. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. So our subject tonight is just believing. You know, I tell you what, it takes faith to believe God to in order to make heaven our home. So we got to believe. And so that's the title of our message tonight. So if you want to be a part of this broadcast, by call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line there worldwide with us. That's 310-742-1759. So we done got about three callers in here, so I'll go ahead and check and see who everybody is. Then we'll get you online here just as you, in order to come in, and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. 864, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hello, Brother Ray, Lloyd Ray. I am Bob Hicks, Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm so delighted to be able to speak to your congregation today and express my thanks. Many of you will remember that we have gone through a long sickness with my wife, Clara, but it's all over. She will suffer no more on the 18th of November. She easily transferred from earth to heaven. I desire that I be by her side, and God grant me my desire. And I also desire that it would not be painful, struggling. I got that. She went very, very easily, and we had a reception of friends on Friday night, and on Saturday, the 23rd, we had a beautiful, beautiful service. You can call it a funeral or whatever you want to call it. Sometimes people wonder, they talk about where you go when you die. Well, I'm not arguing anything about that. I'm going to tell you that Miss Clara went where all of God's good people go when they leave this world. Praise the Lord. I want to thank everybody for praying. That's what kept her going as long as it did, was the prayers of the people, along with the Ensure nutrient drinks, gave her a little help. And then her family bathed her in love continually. And we only wait now till time to go and be with her. I think that's about all that I'm going to say. I'll try to be back another time. God blessings. But all of you wonderful people, we'll be delighted to hear from you and continue to pray for us. Brother Ray.
Hey, Brother Bob.
Yes, sir.
Before you leave now, Tim's going to sing you that song. And then you can go wherever you want to do, whatever you want to do. But go ahead and finish up obeying the Lord. I wanted to tell you that before you got off and left.
I finish up with what?
Just go ahead and obey the Lord. Do whatever you want to do there. I just didn't want
I've
you to
had
run
you
off.
Say Tim's going to sing my song.
Yeah, Tim's going to sing your song.
Okay, well, I will leave as far as my talking, this will be the winding up of it, unless the Lord says something different. So let's hear the song of Tim, okay?
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Glory.
Praise.
Thank you.
Lord.
It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. Now he paid the full cost. Gave his life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am heading for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I have wondered more, is it truly your will? I'm discouraged, tired and weary. Sometimes it seems all uphill. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been, where he saved so many from sin. And it breaks my heart like it did from the start, and I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He sized it up when he said, I'm headed for glory over and over. I'll tell it again. That's our business now, is to win the lost at any cost. God help us. We love all of you. If you have our number, you want it, you can have it. I don't mind you calling me. I love all of you. We're getting ready for heaven. God bless you. Bye-bye, Brother Lloyd Ray. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless you. We love you, Brother Bob. Bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
706, go ahead and tell us who you are, where you're at.
It's Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia. That was wonderful. I didn't think he would do that today.
Amen.
But that was wonderful. I'm doing good.
his wife held in there for 80 years in the ministry.
It was
80 years she preached the gospel.
What?
Man.
Praise the Lord. 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Okay, you and Sister Frieda both called in there real close. I don't know which one of you called in
first.
Go ahead
and let her go. Go ahead and let her go.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, Brother John. Go ahead.
I've got something I've got to do real quick. Just go ahead, Sister. Go ahead.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a praise report. Well, but we need to keep her in prayer, too. We had one of the members went to the hospital to do check for some blockages in her neck and stuff, and they found one. But I want the praise report is, and she said, are you sitting down? I said, yeah, I'm sitting down now. They found a blockage that was 100% blocked. But she said there's nerves, the blood vessels that goes around that section, the blood is been flowing around it. And on the other side, she had two blockages. That was on the right side. This was on the left side. One was 40%, one was 50%. Her name is Robin, but she is blessed. She called me. She said, are you sitting down? I said, yeah, what you got? I knew she wasn't going to have surgery. I did. The Lord told me that last Sunday. She wasn't going to have surgery. But let's just keep her in prayer. They got on some medicine, and that the medicine will work. She will definitely not have any kind of surgery at all. And I got three other ones, some good friends from another church. One's in the local hospital. His name is Milton Davison. And we got two more. One's having surgery in Macon, and another one's having surgery here. So let's remember those three, and Robin in prayer. And Sister
okay.
Debbie, too. Let's keep her in prayers, too. But I'm doing good, brother.
Amen. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, sister.
Okay. I'm going to start out with 2 Timothy 1 and 12. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the former sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is Christ. And then I'm going to read, I got two more. The first one is John 1 and 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among them, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the other one is John 11. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though we were dead, yet shall we live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You know what? We have to believe. If we don't believe the word, we're not, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. Because if you don't
Amen.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't going to go to where Sister Clara just went. She went to heaven. If we
Amen.
Listen to what the Lord says to us and believe what he says to us, don't add to, don't take away from the word, but do exactly what it says, Brother Yearwood, we will be so blessed tremendously. We couldn't handle everything that he's got for us because he's over
Amen.
Everything. And I believe in my spirit that I am doing what he wants me to do, going where he wants me to go, and I thank the Lord that he is moving in my life and moving around people around me. Back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, God is a moving, and he is
so
a blessing.
Yes, he is.
I just praise him for everything that he's done for me and everything he's going to do. You know, I tell you what, if we just keep believing, God's going to keep blessing. So, Brother John, have you got back in there yet?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay, just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Praise the Lord. Talking about belief tonight, and belief is to have a faith or to trust with actually believing that an action will follow as you trust. And that's what belief is. And tonight, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 10, starting with verse 22. John chapter 10, starting with verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long didst thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. The works that he had done around them in the name of the Father. He said, I've come in my Father's name, and here it was by his power and authority, amen. And he'd already told them that he was the Christ there. He already told them that he was the anointed one, but they didn't believe him. They didn't have a trust in him. They didn't have a faith in him. He said, but verse 26, he said, but you believe not, because this is the reason why they didn't believe. You're not of my sheep, as I said unto you. You see, there's something about you have to be the sheep of the shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ was the good shepherd who had laid down his life. But they didn't believe him because they were not of his fold. They were not followers of Jesus Christ. They had not a faith. He was not their shepherd. The Bible teaches this, I believe it's in John chapter 18, starting with verse 33. The Bible says this. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said to him, Art thou the king of the Jews? So here they're asking him a question over there, are you the king of the Jews? Previously, what I just read, they wanted to know if he was the Christ, if he was the anointed one. They didn't believe because he said, I've already told you that. And the Bible says, Pilate answered, and Jesus answered him saying, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? In other words, tonight, do you have a revelation of who he is in your life tonight? Do you have a belief in him? Do you have a trust in him? Do you have a faith in him? Do you know who he is? Is he your shepherd tonight? Are you his sheep? We not only have to know who he is, but we have to know who we are in him tonight.
Amen.
And just like this said, just at the beginning of the program, there were theirs, Brother Bob and his wife there. They were believers. They know who they are in Christ. Amen. Their lives were hid in Christ. And Brother Bob still is. You know, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, if our life is hid in Christ, and Christ in God, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So there's an intercession as the Lord appears that we would appear also with him as our life is hid in him. And so this Pilate who didn't really know who Jesus was, but tonight we need to know who he is and we need to hear his voice. And the Bible says, Pilate answered and said, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? What have you done that your chief priest, amen, and your nation would deliver you up? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. In other words, my kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, the power of Christ, is not from this world. This is the world, present-day world, that's not going to stand. This is a time, amen, amen. We have to believe in him, amen. And so this kingdom would have been his kingdom, he wouldn't even got as far as being delivered up, amen, to the Jews. But there was a process, there was a set that we had to believe in him. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. He was born as a king to this end. This is what he came to the earth for. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So it's not only being his sheep, but we must be of the truth. You know, the Bible tells us in John chapter 4 that now is the hour when the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. The word of God is truth tonight. Church is not where we worship. He had even declared, amen, that Samaritans worshiped in Mount Gerizim. The Jews worship in Jerusalem. But tonight, true worshipers worship in spirit and in truth. And so tonight, we need to know. We need to know and be of that truth. We need to hear that truth. He said, true believers, amen. In other words, you would have already known. You would have already heard. You would have already heard that I was of the truth. I was of the way, the truth, and the life. You would have already believed. These people didn't believe, but even though he was before them, even though and they didn't know who he is. Tonight, do you know who he is? Not only that, even more than that, do you believe in him? The Bible said that even though they've been told, even though they've been instructed back in John chapter 10, they still didn't believe him because they were not of his sheep. The Bible says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The shepherd knows who's of his flock. The shepherd knows who's following tonight. Are you following? Are you taking up the cross and following Christ? This is our job. This is our destiny tonight. The Bible says that each one of us has followers. It's followers. That's what disciples are. They're followers, amen. They follow a belief. They follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, have you picked up the cross? Have you picked up the cross of Calvary? Have you picked up the cross of Christ and believed in that which was for you? Because, see, he carried it before you. Simon of Cyrene was compelled to carry the cross after that Jesus had carried it. Tonight, amen, you need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ has already carried the cross of the crucifixion. He's already carried the cross of death. And tonight, if we believe in him, will have eternal life. And the scriptures teach us, amen, because we know that he's a giver. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There has to be a belief. There has to be a faith. There has to be a trust, a full trust, that he is the Son and that he will give eternal life. You need to know tonight that every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights, which is no variableness or shadow of turning tonight. And that's in James chapter 1, verse 17. God is a God that is a giver. You know, the Bible teaches us, amen, and believes in John chapter 14, verse 27. The Bible says this. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Peace is a gift tonight, church. Peace is a gift that is given, but you have to believe in it. He is the Prince of Peace. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, and it tells us that, amen, that as we put on the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, amen, that hallelujah, that the Bible says one of the things of the armor of God is that having our feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. And the Bible says, I give it to you, not as the world gives it. This is a peace that passes all understanding tonight, church. I'm talking about someone who is giving. He's giving gifts. He said, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Tonight we are to believe and abide in the gift that God has given, the gift of eternal life, the gift of peace, all these things. Going back to John chapter 10, verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. All the sheep, all the flock. That's what Sister Clara, she was a sheep. She heard a voice. The master called, amen. He said, amen. When he went there and drove into the under porter, and the porter opened up the door, and that night there, all the shepherds would bring their sheep unto the flock, hallelujah, unto the porter, and it would be in the sheepfold. And then that next morning, amen, hallelujah, each one of the shepherds would come forth and call their own sheep by name. And you need to know tonight that Jesus Christ is calling his sheep by name tonight. Jesus Christ is calling them home. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 5, I believe it's verse 25, he said that there will be a day that in the grave they will hear my voice and know it. Tonight, do you know his voice? Have you heard his voice? Are you a sheep? Have you heard the truth? Do you know the truth tonight? Do you believe in the truth? Do you believe in the shepherd? David did. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. He had a belief in him. Even before there was a manifestation, he believed in him by faith. Amen. Do you have that faith tonight? Do you have that trust tonight? And he said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. In other words, there's no man. We are in the hand of the Son of God. And being in the hand of the Son of God, no one can take you out of his hand. No one can catch away, amen, because amen. We're in the palms of his hand. The Bible tells us by the prophet Isaiah, he said, I've engraven thee in the palms of my hand, and thy laws are continually before me. That's our ways. That's the ways that we walk, the ways that we go tonight. And he said, no man is able to pluck you. Tonight, you need to know there's no man that can take you out of the hand of God tonight. No man that can take you out of the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and I and my Father, amen, are one. You know, the Bible teaches this in 1 Peter, I believe it's chapter 5. The scriptures teaches, amen, to in verse 6, it says, humble thyselves. Verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, subject unto the elder, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you being subject one to another, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and give it grace to the humble. When we humble ourselves tonight, we will receive grace. When we humble ourselves tonight, the Bible says humility before honor. If you want God's honor tonight, you have to humble yourself. If you want God's grace and unmerited favor tonight, you have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There's an exaltation. There's a resurrection. That's what he's talking about. That exaltation of exalting you in due time. Amen. Hallelujah. Those believers that have passed on, they're being exalted. They're being raised up to be absent from their bodies, to be present with the Lord. And the Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. The Lord Jesus Christ cares for you tonight. and you've got to cast your care, give it into the hand of God, whatever you went before. You've heard the testimony here, how the one sister in our church, how she had a miracle. God is still in the miracle business tonight, church, if you'll believe in him. If you'll believe in him, God is still in the miracle. When the woman had issue of blood, amen, there was a miracle in the making for her. Because as we hold on tonight, if you believe tonight, amen, we live in the realm of miraculous power. He said, going back to John chapter 10, verse 30, he said, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? That's what it says in Psalm 82 and 6, that ye are theos, that you, they call themselves gods. And yet because he said, because they called themselves God, he called himself the Son of God. He said that he spoke blasphemy. Verse 35, if he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, the scripture cannot be destroyed, the scripture cannot be undone or untied or taken away from. In other words, this is holding tonight, church. This is holy. This is what they hold to. The word of God is bound together. It's not broken. Verse 36, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent to the world. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to know that he sanctified and set him apart unto the world. Thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God. In other words, all those were called God. But he blasphemed because he called himself the Son of God. Tonight, we need to know. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, he said, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works. Tonight, the Lord is telling you, even if you don't believe in him, believe the works because the works are of the Father. The works are of the Father tonight, church. If you don't even believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe him for the very work's sake tonight. Because the Bible says, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Here's what he's telling you tonight. Even if you don't believe in me, believe in the Father's works. And believe this. Believe Amen. That the Father, trust that the Father is in me and that I am in the Father. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 10 through 14, says this. Jesus cried and said, he that believes on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. Tonight, even as he said in John chapter 14 and the verse 20, he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Or excuse me, that's John chapter 12, verse 44. John chapter 12, verse 44 says, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. Even tonight, your faith is on the Father. Hallelujah. Because the Son... He already said, I and the Father are one. When you acknowledge the Son tonight, you have the Father also. If you just to take out of the Father, though, you have not the Son. You see, you must have the sacrifice tonight. You must have the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. You must have the sacrifice, even as Abraham went to Mount Moriah and needed that ram of the bush. You know, Abraham believed tonight. He believed God for righteousness, amen, and it was imputed to him that he would be called a friend of God. You know, tonight, if you believe in him, it will make you have a friendship with God. Amen, as he went up that mountain, amen, with him and Isaac, amen, he believed, amen. He said, I and the lad shall go yonder and worship and come again. He had declared, the Bible says that speaking things is not as though they were in the book of Romans, and we need to know tonight. He had already been declared, he had already been told that his son, his only son, Isaac, a promise, would be sacrificed. But as they went there, and as he was bound, amen, on that altar, hallelujah, as he began there, and even rode back the knife at the last moment, you have to understand something. That ram, amen, that male lamb His horns was caught in the bush. Amen. And it was just like the crown of thorns that Jesus wore, because thorns and thistles represent the curse of man. He said, because you have done this, it shall bring forth from the earth thorns and thistles. This is representative of the curse. Amen. And as that ram was caught in the bush, caught up and made sin and made a sacrifice for Isaac, tonight the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll believe, if you'll trust, if you'll have faith, He's that ram in the bush. He's that sacrifice. He is that Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will seek you your provision tonight, because at the place of sacrifice, it's the very place that you will make your provision. You know, tonight there are many underneath the sound of my voice. Amen. Amen. And you've been working, and you've been working hard, and you've been struggling, and you've been laboring. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap, but thou faint not in due season, in Galatians chapter 6. But let me tell you tonight, amen, for those of you that have been laboring, amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Hallelujah. And he said, take my burden, because it's light. In other words, the burden of the Lord, amen, hallelujah, is coming upon you. Believe in that burden. Believe in that yoke. Learn of him. Get yoke to Jesus tonight. You'll begin to know him. You'll not be a scatterer. You'll be a gatherer. And as you're a gatherer, you'll begin to... Well, that shepherd, as he wherever he goes, you will follow. Tonight he said, and he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. And I have come into as a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. Tonight, church, you don't have to sit in your dark situation. You don't have to sit in your dark circumstances. You don't have to sit in darkness where you can't see. If you'll believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll see. Amen. You'll have the light of the world. You'll see him that sent him. You'll see the Father. You'll see the glory of the Father. I'm going to give you one or two more scriptures, and I'm going to get back to Brother Yearwood. The Bible says in John chapter 14, starting with verse 10, he says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? He's talking to Philip here. Amen. Because Philip had asked him to show me the Father. He said, trust in me. Have a faith that the Father is in me and I am the Father. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. This is the Father's works, the Father's words. The Father lives in the Son, and the Son lives in the Father. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. If you don't even believe that they are one tonight, believe it for the very work's sake tonight, because this is the works of the Father. And then the Bible says in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Tonight, if you believe, if you trust, if you have a faith, the works that the Son did, you're going to do also. But you have to understand, remember what it said? The works that the Son done was the works of the Father. Tonight, are you wanting to do the works of the Father? Are you wanting to be one with the Lord Jesus Christ and with God the Father? Because they are one. That was his prayer. That was what he believed in. Amen. And he said, and greater works. In other words, you'll be expounded. Amen. Not that within yourself, that there's no greater miracles. There's no greater things that you can do. What he was talking about here, amen, that in this end time preaching, a greater works, a greater outreach, because the word has returned back to the Father. And as that great time, amen, he's interceding and sitting at the right hand, amen. The Bible says to set your affections on things above the earth, where the Lord is sitting on the right hand of the Father. Have you set your affections, amen? Hallelujah. Are you growing there, amen, at the hand of favor? Are you at the hand of life? Are you sitting down, amen, in the presence of the Lord? The Bible says in Psalm 16:11, in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures evermore. Have you received the pleasures because you believe tonight? I believe by faith that we all believers are sitting at the feet of Jesus. He's abiding on the inside of us. The Word is living in us. We're living in the Word, as if you're studying and search the Scriptures daily. Amen. Your prayer life needs to be expounded. And as you sit there, you become one with the Father and one with the Son. Amen. You become one. Amen. You can ask whatsoever you will tonight, and he will do it if you'll believe tonight. just only believe. There was a father, amen, that brought his son to the disciples, amen, and oftentimes his son had thrown himself into the fire of self-destruction. He was bound by his spirit. He had been bound by even from a youth, and oftentimes, amen, it just endangered his life, amen, and he wanted him to be delivered. He brought him to the disciples, amen, but they could not deliver him. Tonight, amen, hallelujah, as he brought them to Jesus, he said, bring them unto me, hallelujah. And what happened here? What happened here was as he was brought to him, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the words and delivered him. And the disciples said, why could we not do this? He said, because of your unbelief. Church, tonight, you can be a disciple, you can be an apostle, you can have all kinds of titles, you can have all kinds of offices, you can be in the leadership in churches, but if you're sitting in unbelief tonight, nothing will happen. You'll be as a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal without the love of God tonight. Church, tonight, we need to start believing fully, holding nothing back. The Father said, he even asked me, he said, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Tonight, we're going to pray, we're going to believe, amen, that in areas of unbelief tonight, you're going to come, and you're going to be fortified like the Brooklyn, amen. Your faith, your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, like he said tonight, even if you don't believe in him, even if you don't believe that he's one with the Father tonight, and the Father's one with him, believe it for the very work's sake, because this works. And he said, these works shall you do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Tonight, church,
amen.
Are you ready for the glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ? All you have to do is ask, amen, because the Father will ask, because you've come in the Son's name, because you believed in him. If you nothing else, do you believe tonight? Do you have a faith? Do you have a trust? Lord, we believe tonight. Help our unbelief. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. You got any prayer requests you want to make known at this time, Brother John?
Yeah, I would like for us to remember my wife tonight. She's having some pain in her upper chest area on the right-hand side underneath her arm. We're not really sure what that is, but it's very painful. And so just remember, and I don't know if before I got on here, if let's remember Brother Eddie tonight and Brother Eddie Bolton and his situation, but everything else is God's really moving in our church, and God is good, and he's answering prayers, and so we just praise the Lord, it really is helping because of that belief that we're speaking on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. Yeah, we'll pray for him here in a minute. There, Sister Prita, do you have any prayer requests?
You didn't get the ones I called out earlier?
Yeah, we got them, but I just wonder if you had another one.
Just keep me in prayer.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and let Betty read them over here, then we'll have Tim to sing a song here.
We have the Sandy Knight Singers, her mother fell and hit her head on concrete, and she's got brain damage now. She's in very bad condition, so let's remember her tonight. She needs a miracle. And Eddie Bolton, like Brother John said, needs prayer tonight. And Edith Hampton, we heard from her today. She lives down in Florida, and she's been battling cancer real bad, and she said today that hospice has been called in, so let's remember her. She needs a miracle. And her husband needs to be saved. And let's remember Brother Fred Brannon and Keith Green. They got cancer. Ray and Martha Sexton need healing. We have 5 kids that need to be saved. And let's remember Robin tonight. And Brother Milton, Davidson that's in the hospital, and Debbie Samples and Frida.
Praise the Lord. So let's remember all them requests. And let's also, let's remember Brother Bob Hicks there.
Yes.
He lost Sister Claire. And so We just got to keep lifting him up. It's something to think that she'd been in the ministry for 80 years as she mm-hmm. stood in the pulpit and preached the word. You know, if it's worth to her to stay in the pulpit for 80 years before the Lord take her out and call her home, it'd be worth it for us. So mm-hmm. I just praise God for it. So 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you there now.
Okay.
You got any prior requests? Anything? We're taking prior requests. And,
just remember, we have loved ones that's unsaved, brothers and sisters and nephews, nieces, just a lot of them out there that need to be saved.
Okay.
Pray for them.
Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Then we'll have Tim to sing a song. Then we'll let you go then, Brother Green or Sister Green, whichever one you want to go first. Why, just go ahead. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for these needs. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, for everyone of these needs, God, you. Lord, you know where they're at. Father, we just ask you, God, that you'll reach down. Lord, that you will just touch them. Lord, that you will heal them, God, that is sick and is affected, God. Lord, them that had that head injury, Father, we ask you, God, that you touch them. Lord, that you heal
them.
You touch Brother Eddie, God. Lord, that you touch his lungs. Lord, move blood clot. God, Lord, just stop it. And Father, all the others, Lord, one that's got the cancer, we rebuke them. God, we just ask you, God, that you just touch them. Lord, that you just move in a marvelous and a mighty way. Father, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, God, for this answer, Lord. Jesus, we name
you. Thank you, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, save that soul that is so near to hell, God, without any hope.
Hallelujah.
We ask you, God, that you save them, Father. Turn them around.
Praise you, Jesus.
Put your feet up on a solid rock, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We'll get him to sing a song here, and we'll... get you or Sister Green one there to come on and play the Lord after Tim gets his song in here and get it done.
Praise, God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord with him as he sings.
Though I can't see your holy face and your throne in heaven above, it seems so far away. Though I can't touch your name, a deep, unspeakable joy that makes me to stand. Lord, I believe in you. I'll always believe in you.
Yes, amen.
Though I can see you with my eyes, deep in my heart, your presence I find. Lord, I believe in you, and I'll keep
born from above. You're God's only chosen one. You're the one and the only true way, way to the Father's heart. You died for our sin, then you arose and now live again, conquering death and the grave, so that I might live. I'll always believe in you, though I can't see you with my eyes. Deep in my heart, your presence I find. Lord, I believe in you, and I'll keep my trust in you. Let the whole world say what they may. No one can take this joy away. Lord, I believe. Lord, keep my trust in you, though I can't see you with my eyes. Deep in my heart, your presence I find. Lord, I believe in you, and I'll keep my trust in you. Let the praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So just go ahead there, Brother Green, your sister Green, whichever one want to go first.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. It's good to be with you all again, and thinking about the message tonight and how we, it's on believing, and it's good to hear Brother Bob Hicks, and our condolences go out to him. And one thing is he believes, praise God. And
amen.
As well, they believe one day they're going to see one another again, and that's our hope in Jesus, is that we're going to be together again, that great reunion one day in heaven. And it's going to be like no time even was to Sister Hicks. It's not even going to be like time has went by. It's going to be like she went to sleep and woke up, and there he is. And her
amen.
Husband, there. She's going to see Jesus, praise God, and we're all going to get to meet her. I was hoping to get to meet her on this side of life, but you know we'll see her again. We'll see her on the other side. We'll get to meet her. And tonight we're talking about John believing, and I was thinking in John 20:18-31, it says Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Let me get some glasses on here. Praise God. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so I, so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins, ye remit. They are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." Now, here's the part I want to get to, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach thither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen, and yet they have believed." And I was thinking there, Brother Yearwood, how, you know, Thomas, he walked right with the disciples the day when Jesus was healing the blind and raising the dead and doing Amen. All the miracles and things. But yet Thomas' eyes, they were holding. Even though he saw Jesus, he had to be able to feel and touch and all that, you know. And if he would have just believed, but, you know, after he did all these things that he had to go through to believe, he finally believed. And I was Amen. Thinking about how in Isaiah 40, it talks about how there's one a voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, and he said, and it says that, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in a desert a highway of our God. And every valley should be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and every and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain." And how Amen. In Malachi, the Bible says, and this is, I'm talking the Old Testament in Isaiah, and the Old Testament in Malachi, it says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me and the Lord." We're talking about two messengers here. One, the Lord himself, Jesus, and another one, it was John the Baptist coming, and he's saying, "Prepare you the way." And, you know, if we would just grab a hold of that and we would believe. And you know, later on in Luke, they asked John, "Who is he?" And he says, "I'm the one, the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord." And you know how that was spoken back in Isaiah, that he would come and crying yes. out of the wilderness, saying, "Prepare you the way." And in Revelations, it talks about how there was an angel that had the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwelt on the earth and every nation and kindred and tongue and people. If we would just, like it says, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of the waters." And I was thinking about how in the New Testament that they believed and they walked the land and they got to walk actually with Jesus, but they saw things that came to pass that was written in the Old Testament. The devil, he tempted Jesus when he said, "If you dash your foot against the stone, the angels would bear thee up." And how that was also saying, I believe it was in the book of Psalms, that was said. And you know how the things that come to pass, and you know, if the Bible, I know the Bible's completed, the King James Bible, that is the Old and the New Testament, but still yet, Revelations, it still has to be fulfilled yet. And in Revelations, it's saying that the angel had carried the everlasting gospel, having it in how they would be them with no guile in their mouth, and their hearts were pure and their hands were clean, and how they followed the Lamb wherever he goeth. And you know, that's just like the day when Mary and Martha was looking for Jesus in the sepulcher, and they were going to see Jesus, and they was going to see him, though, to see his body in the sepulcher, but they knew he was there. And you know, if we can believe just like that, is that we know that he is there, that we know that he is in heaven, he rose again, and we know it just like we were there, just like we were eyewitness. John the Revelator said, I'm an eyewitness of Jesus.
Amen.
Is what he's talking about. And you know, when we believe and grab that kind of belief as if we were right there, and that we it comes live in our heart when we read the Word, it just brings forth with the Spirit of God. It is life to us. His promises are yea and amen, and all his benefits, praise God. And we believe that we lay up our treasures in heaven. We've said it many a times on the broadcast, how we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. We know where our bread and our water, and we know where our healing, we know where our salvation comes from. We know where our resurrection comes from. We know these things, and there's no wavering, there's no shadow of a doubt, and we're not caught up in every wind of doctrine, but we believe what the Word says. And you know, the Bible says that man can't live on bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, we believe it and we hold it dear. I believe it was John that laid his head in the breast of Jesus, in his bosom, and we take this Word of God and we hold it dear to us, and we have it, the Lord writes it on the tables of our heart, because we study, we meditate day and night to show ourselves approved, and God just speaks to us. And you know, brother, you're with things that are not written, that we can't see that on a piece of paper, but God speaks to us in our spirit, and he also
Amen.
Audibly to us in an audible voice. And he said in the last days he'd pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and our sons and daughters shall prophesy, and the old men a dream dreams, the young men a see visions. I might have it backwards, but you know, it is a promise to us. He said it's to them as a many as to your children and your children's children, and a many as afar off. And we are those that are afar off from that day that it was written by John the Revelator with the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We are them that are afar off, and we have not seen, but yet we believe. Praise God. And you know, they can bring in any kind of religion in the United States that they want to, or they can try to change laws and degrees and do these things. And you know, it brings me back to think about the time in the Old Testament that old, I believe, Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar and all was trying to get Daniel to bow down to him every time the music would play, and how Daniel would just look toward the window and open up the window and he'd pray. And I believe the Bible said he prayed 3 times a day. And you know, and there was a time where the king wanted the 3 Hebrew boys to eat of their food, and Daniel said, let us just eat of our food. And they ate the lentils and the beans, and said that they were even stronger than the ones that had ate the king's meat. And you know, we're not to waver in this. We're not to bow down to the king's meat. We're not to bow down to the laws of the land. And you know, we're supposed to go by the laws of the land, but only so far. If it's ungodly and unbiblical, then I believe God's going to raise up a standard, because he said he would. And he'll take us through the fiery furnace, and he'll shut the lion's mouth, and he'll prepare the way for us, praise God, because we believe in the one that said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And we believe in Jesus. We believe in who John was talking about when he said to prepare ye the way of the Lord. And many came out, and they had to show fruits of repentance. And John baptized them, praise God. And then he came and baptized our Savior, because Jesus wanted to set an example of what we're supposed to do. And we're to be Christ-like, and we're to follow after Jesus. And if he was baptized, then we need to be baptized. But you know, Jesus didn't have to bring fruits of repentance because he had no sin. But we have to bring fruits of repentance because we are all born into this curse. And when we come to the age of accountability, then we must repent of our sins, and then be baptized in the water to show a testimony, an outward testimony, how we believe that Jesus had his death and burial and resurrection. And that's why we do that, is to show that we believe this way. And then we're to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But, you know, we believe, and we're to seek the good gifts, the Bible says, and to pray that you prophesy and speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. But he said, John, I believe it was Paul, said that I speak in tongues more than ye all. But he'd rather say, five words or something like that, that you understand, than a whole bunch of words that you don't understand. So we've got to have wisdom in this and have decency and order in this. But we believe, if you're seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you must first believe first that it's for you. And it's, of course, it's for you if you've been saved, born again. Praise God, then this is for you. Praise the Lord. We believe tonight. And I'm going to turn it over to Brother Green.
Praise God. That was good. I tell you tonight, I'm so glad that Jesus made a believer out of me one day, and he changed my life and turned me around. And, you know, I went a long time. I was 25 years old before I got saved, and I finally found Christ, you know. And he wasn't lost, but I was. But, you know, we have to, somewhere along the road of life, we must find Christ as a personal Savior. And he's not very far away. He's close at hand. If we would just turn our life over to him, he would come into our life, and he would take up his abode with us, and he would sup with us. And he said he stands at the door and knocks in Revelation 3:20, I believe it is. And he said, if any man hear my voice, he said, I will. He said, if he opened the door, he said, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me. So he's wanting people to come, and he died for the sins of the whole world, that whosoever will could come. And there's many people out there that's not saved tonight, and they're wondering, you know, about this. Is Jesus really real? Is he really the Son of God? Is he really the way to heaven? And I want to start out here tonight, and I know it's probably already been preached somewhat here, but John chapter 14, verse 1, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." And I was thinking, you know, Jesus was teaching his disciples, and he had taught them for about 3.5 years, and he was getting ready to depart and go back to heaven. And he was getting ready to go to that cross and die for our sins. And you know, he told them, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now, I was thinking about this. You know, Jesus came into this world, and he came in under the Old Testament law. And he came in at a time when they were sacrificing animals, and they were under the Levitical priesthood, and they were had been in that for a couple thousand years. They had killed those animals and sacrificed, and they had a day of atonement that they had, and they would kill an animal for the sins of the people, for the whole nation. And he was born during that dispensation of time, and it was going to be hard to come down here and tell these people, guess what? The Lord, the God of heaven, is going to change all of this, and he's going to make a new way. So he had a task on his hands that was almost impossible. And so he said, "You believe in God, believe also in me." See, he knew that they believed in God. He came to a nation that was a people that was taught to believe in God, and they was to believe that God created all things, and they had the Old Testament just like we do today. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and it goes on to say he created man in his own image, and they knew all these things. They knew what the Bible said. They know the things that Moses had said, and they were experts in the law of Moses, and they should have known that there was going to come a man that was going to speak for God. And I want to go a little farther here. He said, believe also in me. I was thinking, see, there was getting ready to be a great change. And you know, a lot of times people have changes in their life, and maybe a loved one passes away, and it's a great change, just like Brother Bob. And things are going to change because his wife's not going to be there, but she's in heaven waiting on him. But there's a lot of people. Maybe your father passed away, or your brother, or maybe your little sister or somebody, you know. And you've always been used to having that person around, and maybe you depended on them for certain things. And like if the father of the house, if he dies and the children are still young, and they depended on him, you know, to supply their needs. And here was the disciples, and they were dependent on Jesus. They had walked with him and talked with him. They'd ate with him, and he had multiplied the bread. And, you know, when they whatever they needed, he was there, and he would supply the need. But now things were going to change, and he said, let not your heart be troubled, because he knew that it's a possibility that they would fall apart, that they would not be able to keep on trusting in what he had told them. So now he knew that he would not be with them. And he knew that once he departed, they was going to have to carry on. They was going to have to continue to believe what he had taught them for those 3.5 years. I want to go on down here and read in verse 28 of chapter 14. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you. Praise God. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Rise, let us go hence. So this is chapter 14, and it ends with that, where he said, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Now, he's talking about how the Father gave him a commandment of going to that cross and dying on that cross for our sins. And he knew that he was leaving, and he tried to get the disciples to understand that I'm leaving, that you're not going to be dependent on me like you have. I'm not going to be here in the flesh. You're not going to be able to touch me and you know, walk and talk with me and live where I'm living and stay where I'm staying, eat what I'm eating, all that stuff. And he knew their hearts would be troubled. And he wanted them not to quit. He wanted them to keep believing on him, even though he was not there with them, because he was getting ready to make that new step into that new world, and he was getting ready to bring in that new covenant with his own blood. Praise God! And I want to turn also to John chapter 5 and verse 45 through 47. Do not think that I think I've got that right. Praise God. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? So what I was saying was that they believed in God, and they were taught to believe in God. And if you go back into the Old Testament, into the book of Deuteronomy, you'll find out there that God tried to speak to them. He tried to speak to them with an audible voice. I think Joanna talked about how God sometimes speaks to us with an audible voice. And he tried to do that with the children of Israel, but he couldn't do it because they were afraid of him. In Deuteronomy 18 and verse 18, he says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Having a little trouble tonight. Praise God. But you see, Moses said that God told Moses that I'm going to raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. That's exactly what God did with Jesus. He Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and we're getting close to the Christmas season. They wrapped him in the swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And he was the bread of life. He was placed in a manger. That's a place where the animals fed. And he was born in a Bethlehem, which is called the house of bread. And he was born in the land of Judea, Judah, which is the land of praise. So he was not only the bread of life, but he was born in the house of bread, and that's in God's house. Praise God. When we go to the church of God, we go to God's house. They say, well, we're going to break the bread. They're talking about preaching the word of God. They're talking about preaching this word to us, and we eat of that bread when we hear it and we receive it. We eat of that bread, and Jesus is that bread of life, and he's the one that God raised up. God tried to speak to them, and they said, no, let me read it here. The Lord thy God, in chapter 18, verse 15, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. This is Moses talking to him. According to all that thou desired of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. Now that's what the people said. They said, we don't want to hear this voice no more. We're afraid, and we're afraid we're going to die. Well, God said if you didn't hear this prophet, you would die. And I'm telling you tonight, and by the help of the Lord, he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. And in my Father's house are many mansions. See, he's gone to prepare a place for us. And if we'll believe on him, we can go to that place. And he goes on down there a little farther down in the chapter, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. And that's the only way we could get in. This is the plan that God has made. Now, I won't hold you too long here, but I want you to know if we believe, the Bible confirms, God confirms Jesus with his word. In other words, we go back into the Old Testament and we see that what Jesus was telling us to believe in him, and that there was one there in John chapter 5, I read that scripture there just a moment ago, said there is one that will accuse you to the Father, talking to these religious people, and that one was Moses, because Moses had written that the Lord would raise up a prophet from among them, and if they didn't believe that prophet, they would be cut off. And it's that way today, except, and not just for the Jewish nation, but for all mankind, except we believe in that one that God raised up, we cannot be saved. He didn't say he'd raise up two or three or four or five, but he said he would raise up one prophet. And that prophet would be Jesus Christ. And we find that out a little bit later because the angel said his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. So his name came down from heaven, and he came in his Father's name. God sent Jesus to be the Savior. We go down a little further. So I said here that God confirms Jesus with his word. See, the word of God backs up what Jesus said in the New Testament. And then God confirms him with miracles. He went about doing many miracles and signs and wonders. And they said this must be him, because he's healing people. He's raising people up from the dead. He's doing all kind of things that nobody else can do. And some of them believe because of that. And then also God confirms Jesus with his audible voice from heaven. And we find that, you know, where John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And the voice of God spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son." And so we know today that those of us that are born again, that Christ is really the Son of God. He is the Lamb of God that John spoke about. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And so let not your heart be troubled tonight, and neither be afraid, because I tell you, you may be looking, facing death, maybe just down the road. Maybe you're an elderly person, or maybe you've been sick and on your deathbed. But I tell you, let not your heart be troubled, and don't be afraid, because just put your trust in Jesus, repent of your sins, and the Lord will save you. So we see here today that God has confirmed that Jesus is the Son of God in many different ways. And we know that the disciples were going to be walking in a different way. They were going to have to be trusting in the Word of God. They was going to have to trust in what Jesus said. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. But we're walking by faith because he's not here in the physical sense. He's here in the spiritual sense. He's here in the spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, the Bible said there's liberty. We had a man in our house today talking to us. And you know, he started crying a couple different times just talking about the Lord. And I thought after he left, this for the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He was touched by what we all were talking about. And we were talking about the Lord and what the Lord could do and what he had done. And God confirms his word by signs following, the Bible said. And I talked about that earlier, how God confirms his word with miracles. And when Jesus went back to heaven, he told them to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he told them that there would be signs following. And He said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And that would be one of the signs. And I've seen those signs come to pass. I've seen people healed in different church services. I've been healed of different things myself. And I know that the Bible's true, that the Bible is right. I had a problem with my throat one time, and I had a knot come up. I don't know if it was actually a knot or a swollen gland or what it was. And I went for a long time. I had trouble eating. I had trouble drinking water. And I thought I might ought to go to the doctor, but I thought, no, I'm going to trust the Lord, and I'm going to wait on God. And I really didn't have the money at the time to go to the doctor, so I just kept putting it off. And one day I went to church one night. It was on a Tuesday night. And they were preaching and singing and praying, and the service was over, and I was up towards the front. The lady on the piano, she had been a pastor's wife, and she was a Pentecostal Holy Ghost believer. And we were shaking hands, and she came down, and she touched my hand, reached out to shake my hand. And as soon as she touched my hand, she jumped back, and she just kind of looked at me, turned her head and just looked, just with a real weird look on her face, and started speaking in tongues real loud and real violently, speaking in tongues. And she didn't know anything about what was going on with me. And she just stretched forth her hand, and it landed right under my chin, and she put her thumb landed right on that spot that was swelled. And she was speaking in tongues. And I just lifted my hands and I was praising God just real softly and real quietly. But I knew it was God. And she turned me loose and shouted down the aisleway and right out the back door. She shouted all the way out the back door. I went home. And it was hurting just as bad as it ever did. Next morning I got up and I went in to shave. I raised up my head and I put my finger there, swiped it across there. And there was a dent where that thing had been. And I was completely healed, completely. And I went to work and there was a man there who was supposed to be educated and in the Bible, and he told me, I told him what happened. He said, all them scriptures ain't even supposed to be in the Bible, he said. He said, that ain't even supposed to be in there. And it was Mark chapter 16, the last part of that chapter. I said, well, if they wasn't supposed to be in there, I said, they're in there because they're supposed to be in there. And I told him, you know, what God had done for me. God had done a miracle. And, you know, God's still in the miracle business, and he confirms his word with signs following. And I won't hold you too long here. I better get off here because there might be somebody else that's called in. But I'll tell you, God will comfort our hearts if we will put our trust in God. He will keep us, you know, from going over the edge. You know, some people get so troubled in their minds that they lose it, you know, and they just fall apart. But I tell you, God don't want you to fall apart, but he wants you to fall in love with him, and he wants you to believe also in Christ, because he is the way of salvation, and there's none other way, and there's none other plan under heaven that God has made, only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Green. You just remind me there, we got another prayer request. Well, there's a bunch of them that come in this time. I got a call when I was over in South Carolina. I won't go to no names or call no names out, but anyway, God knows who they are. They was one of the guys called his mother and threatened to commit suicide this week. And so, you know, The devil's out there raging. He's out there trying his best to get people to take their lives, and he knows when he gets their lives taken that they're going to end up in hell with him. But thank God, I tell you what, a believer, if we'll just only believe, God will see us through, and we won't have to worry about going to hell, because Jesus done went there and done took the keys from the devil, and he give us life by us believing on him and him going through the cross and everything. So I just praise God for that. So I'm going to let Betty, I think she got something here she wants to read. So I'm going to let her obey the Lord a little bit here.
Acts 16, starting with verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's hands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and all that were there in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, and he and all his straightway. And when he brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that's what it's all about. It's just believing. You know, that's what the message is about tonight, is believing. And so that's what it's all about, is just trusting God and looking to him for everything. You know, if we don't do that, then we're in trouble. That jailer there, he would have took his own life, but praise God, he had enough. I believe he'd heard enough about Paul talking about God, that whenever he asked Paul what could he do, and Paul told him what for him to do in his house would be saved. You know, praise God, that's what we've got to do. That's what I tell people today. You know, people says, "Well, I just wonder about my kid." The Bible says to believe. If we believe, our household shall be saved. And I thank God for that. I know that, and we've got five kids that need salvation, but I believe there ain't going to be one of them go to hell, because I refuse to let the devil have any one of them. I just praise God, because I know beyond every shadow of a doubt, as long as I believe in him and trust him, I will make it, and he and my family, my household will make it. And that's what we've all got to do, is just believe, just like that prisoner or that guard there did at the prison. You know, if we just only believe, God can shake the doors and turn us loose, turn us free. And I praise God for it. So, Tim, you got another song you want to sing? Praise the Lord. We're going to let Tim sing another song here before I get into the word here. Praise the Lord. We appreciate everything that everybody's done tonight and everything that everybody's spoken tonight, because that's been the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe he'll get it started here in a minute. Praise the Lord. You know how this equipment is. Sometimes it don't want to go whenever we need it to go or whenever we want it to go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Bibles, turn with us to the 14th chapter of St. John and verse 1. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." You know, I tell you what, that's Jesus talking there. He's telling us to believe in him. You know, we've got to believe in him if we want salvation, if we want to make heaven our home. There's no other name given under heaven whereby that we can be saved, but only through the name of Jesus. We've got to call up on him, and when we start calling up on him, then he'll give us the faith to believe on him. And, you know, praise God, that's what it's going to take, people to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look into 1 Timothy 4 and 10 through 12. It says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." You know, praise God. You know, people will come against the believers. People, they've got their fingers. The world have a lot of times have got their fingers pointing at the believers. But, you know, praise God, I'm glad that the believers have got something that they can overcome with. They've got the faith of God, and they've got the salvation that's in them that will cause them to be strong enough to overcome anything that the world point at us and try to accuse us of, because if we just only believe and trust the Lord, He will see us through. And we can look into the 11th there, and it says, "Those things commanded and teaches." These things command and teach. "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an acceptable of the believers in word, in conversations and charity, in spirit and faith, in purity." Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's what believing will do for us. We've got to believe, you know, praise God. Let's look back into that verse 12 right there again. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an acceptable of the believers in word, in conversations, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." You know, praise God, whenever we believe enough, I just think on that right there, the belief. You know, praise God, we got to believe. And, you know, if we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're in trouble. But if we will believe, we can have that pureness. I tell you, in that word there, charity, that means love. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that in the spirit there, and in faith, you know, every man has got a certain measure of faith measured unto him. And I tell you, we've got the faith to believe that we have salvation. If we don't have that belief, then we are a man of most miserable. If we're in trouble, if we don't believe, I tell you what, Paul, I believe it was, over there said, the man only had hopes in this life. He was man of most miserable. I tell you what, we've got to have the hope. We've got to have hopes in the other life. We got to have faith to believe in the other life. Just like Sister Claire did there, and Brother Bob. I tell you what, you know, Sister Claire, whenever sometime or another, she had a message wrote out, and her and Brother Bob, they had made a deal that one, whichever one went first, the other was going to make, was going to minister their funeral. And praise God, Sister Claire went first, and Brother Bob, he took the message that she had wrote out, and praise God, and he preached a part of it. I tell you what, that's what it's all about. He took the notes out of her message and ministered over her. And, you know, praise God, I thought he done a wonderful job. Everybody that was there said he done a wonderful job. I tell you, that was a wonderful funeral. I tell you, praise God, God had moved, and he really blessed in that funeral. I tell you what, people believed, and I tell you what, you could feel the presence of the Almighty, God moving there in that funeral. I tell you what, praise God, God will move for us today. Let's look into Mark 16 and verse 9 and 17. It said, now when Jesus was ready, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had casted seven devils. You know, praise God. I tell you what, I thank God tonight. Praise God that he risen, and whenever he come to Mary Magdalene there, he went to the one, praise God, that he had cast the devils out of. And look on into verse 10 there. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, because of, let's see, and believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went unto the country. You know, praise God, they had walked with Jesus, and they'd been with him, but whenever Mary, praise God, had come there, and they had told, she had told the people that was with her, praise God, that he had went, praise God, and you know, they didn't want to believe it, but praise God, I'm glad that they did come on down, and they did receive it. You know, let's look into verse 13. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, if we'll only believe. I tell you what, we can cast out the devils. We can raise the dead. And the Bible goes on and tells us that we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You know, that's what the believers can do. And that's what we can do tonight. My friend, if we are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see God move. We can see Him do some great and mighty things. It just takes faith. Believing, it takes faith to know that when we lay hands on somebody and we pray for them, we're going to see God do the work. I tell you what, people want to doubt that there's something wrong because I'm going to tell you, God's word is forever settled in heaven. I remember reading over there in James, fifth chapter over there, it says, any sick among you, call the elders' church, anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith, to see the prayer of faith, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. If they've committed any sin, it shall be forgiven of them. I tell you what, tonight, people's got to believe if we want something done, if we want to get an answer from God, we got to believe that whenever we ask Him, we're going to receive it. Let's look into Mark 11 there and see what it's saying. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. You know, praise God. We've got to have faith in God. You know, if we don't have faith in God, we're in trouble. It takes faith to believe that we're even saved. And we got to believe that we are a Savior. We got to believe, praise God, that God is one that will take care of us. In verse 23 it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, praise God. If we'll believe, he said right there that we could have whatever that we saith, if we don't doubt. You know, I'll praise God, there are too many times today the devil will cause us to doubt if we're not careful. There's times today the devil likes to rise up and he likes to tell you that you can't do these things. But my friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, if you will only believe on what the Word of God says and take the Word and stand on the Word, stand on the promise, my friend, you can command these things to happen, and God will do it for us. Let's look into verse 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. You know, praise God, that's what the Word is telling us. Whenever we pray and whenever we believe, that's what we're going to have. That's what, if we'll not doubt in our heart, whenever we pray, God will give it to us. Let's look into Luke 8:13 there. They on the rock, they on the rock are they which, what, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these things on these things have no root, which for a while believe and in time of temptation fall away. You know, praise God. I'm glad tonight that we know, hallelujah, if in time, if we're just, they don't have no root, praise God, but if we'll just stand in the joy of God, these things that the devil has tried to bring up before us, they've got to fall away because they have no root. But praise God, we, the believers, have root tonight. We've got the knowledge. We've got the wisdom of God. And the Bible tells us that these things, in the 14th chapter of St. John, he says that what, praise God, hallelujah. He said, these things that I do, you shall even do greater than these, because I've gone back unto the Father. Because he's gone unto the Father, my friend. We can do these things. God's Word tells us that we can. And that's all we've got to do is just believe on his Word and take his Word for what he says. Let's look into John chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received him, to him gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that if we'll just only believe on the Lord and believe in him, we can become the sons of God. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that if we've been born again and washed in his blood, that we are the children of God. And you know, that's what it's all about tonight, my friend, is to be the children of God and to believe. It takes faith to know that you've been saved. It takes faith to understand the salvation of the Lord. And if we've got that, and we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as John 3:16 says, that for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad tonight to know that the believers have that promise. I'm glad to know that John 3:17 said God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. I praise God tonight, my friend. We've got that great plan. We've got the greatest plan and salvation that ever was if we'll only believe. It takes believing in the Lord, believing in God, hallelujah, trusting in God, then we'll make it. One day after a while, when it comes to separation time, we'll be able to hear him say, come on in, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward for that time, my friend, because God has got a mansion up there. Jesus said it's a speed that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But he told us that he would go and he would prepare a place for us. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that Jesus has gone to repair a place. He's going to come back one day, and he's going to get the believers himself. He ain't going to send someone else, but he said himself would come back to get us. I tell you, that's looking real good to know that one day after a while, the whom that we have believed in is going to return. He's going to come back to get us. I praise God for that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you got a song, Tim? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Brother Green, you and Sister Green want to get ready after Tim gets done singing here to come and obey the Lord.
Okay.
Praise.
Do
if he can get his machine cranked up here. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother. I don't believe he's going to get it cranked up. We got 4 minutes left.
Okay, Brother Yearwood. It's, I tell you, I'm thankful tonight that one day I received Christ, and thankful that he gave me that faith, you know, to believe. And, you know, if we get where faith is preached, the Bible said faith come by hearing, cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we know that we need to get where faith is preached. And, you know, we're not going to get faith just sitting in the house, never going to God's house, and never getting around believers.
Amen.
Just doing our own thing and going our own way. But, you know, if we do that and we continue to do that, and I'm talking to somebody out there tonight, if you just continue to work and come home, kick your shoes off and, you know, turn on the TV or sit back and just say, I'm just going to take it easy, you know, you're going to miss out on the greatest thing that this world has to offer. And actually, it's not an offer from this world. It's from another world. And heaven is going to be a beautiful place. And we preached on that a little bit I believe it was Friday night. We preached on how heaven's going to be and how beautiful that place will be. And we'll never grow old. We'll never, you know, we'll never die. We'll just live on, and we'll live for eternity. And we'll never have to want for anything. All our needs will be met. And there'll never be a day when you'll go hungry or you'll go thirsty. But you'll live on in eternity in a beautiful world. And, you know, Abraham was looking for that better world and that better country he was looking for. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And I'll tell you tonight, we are going to go to that beautiful city. We're going to that beautiful country when this life is over. You know, Sister Clara's already finished course and run her race, and she's gone to that place that the Lord has prepared for the righteous. And you know, paradise is going to be there, I believe, in heaven. It's not
Amen.
Just going to be a city, but it's going to be a beautiful country, and everything we need will be there. We'll never have to live by the sweat of our brow, and we'll never have to dig ditches or do things like that anymore. But we're going to live forever, and we're going to never grow old. And I thank God that I have that opportunity, and I'm taking advantage of it, Brother Yearwood, because we only get one chance in this life to make heaven our home, and we must be born again. Except a man be born again, the Bible said he cannot see the kingdom of God, and there's no way to get in that beautiful city unless we have faith in God, unless we put our trust in Jesus, and we've called upon him to be our personal Savior. Praise God. I've got Sister Joanna sitting here beside me, and she might be wanting to say something here, but thank you for having us on, Brother Yearwood, and here, I'll turn it over to her.
Brother Yearwood, I was thinking how when we pray, that we pray earnestly to God, and how the Bible says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when we pray, I believe it was Brother John said earlier, speak those things that are not as though they were. And, you know, the Bible tells us not to pray amiss. So if we pray and believe that God's going to move for us, and, you know, every Christian out there that prays, your prayer is answered. Whether you don't hear the answer right away, or because God's an on-time God and he moves right on his time. And sometimes we think a prayer hasn't been answered, but actually my mother used to say, Joanna, if you ask me something when I was a little girl and I don't answer you, that means no. And she'd tell me, don't keep asking again and again. But, you know, the Lord wants us to ask again. He said, to ask and ye shall receive. Knock, it shall be open. Praise the Lord. And seek ye, and ye shall find. And he said, we have not because we ask not. But I remember that as a little girl. My mom when she would not answer me. Sometimes that meant no, so that's still an answer. So don't think your prayers aren't being answered. Sometimes it's God looking in your future and saying, that's not the best of your interest. That's not that. I've got something better for you. Praise the Lord. So just believe. When you pray, believe. Praise God.
Amen.
Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, we appreciate you. We're off, and so time's run out. So God bless you. We love you and love everyone that called in. Appreciate every one of you. So we'll talk to you there next week.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless y'all.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.